I'm Trevor Castle. We're going inside the coach's playbook with George Ware, head coach of the Central College softball team. Coach Ware is embarking on his 40th season at the helm of the Dutch this year, about halfway through as we record this interview. Coach, thanks so much for stopping down to talk a little strategy with us. And I guess I'll start, you know, as I said, this is your 40th year. Take me back four decades ago as you started coaching college softball. What was your philosophy kind of jumping into the sport, and how has that changed over the years?
Well, the philosophy wasn't to do it for 40 years probably at the time, or the thought wasn't. But, you know, I think, you know, trying to understand the game, the separation or the difference between baseball and softball, and, you know, played baseball and then played enough fast pitch softball, not a ton, but enough to see some pitchers. And, you know, I thought this was back then, you know, I could swing the bat pretty well, I thought, and then I faced some pitchers that this isn't happening. And those days I could run a little bit. And I just realized that, you know, pitching is always going to win. You know, if you run into that elite pitcher, you have to have a way to combat that besides just, you know, going up and striking out 15 times. And so that just got me going on, you know, how can you do this, you know, with the short game and still swing the bat, obviously. And you think back to our 2015 team, you know, I mean, Carly obviously had most of them. We had quite a few home runs, so you adjust. But, you know, the way to do it, we thought, was short game. And then I was fortunate to be around in the Ames, Iowa area, Nesco, just phenomenal high school coaches at that point. That was the hotbed of high school coaching. And Bill Hennessy, who, you know, people that follow high school, Rolling Story, and he was short game. And I just learned by playing against them, you know, and saying, wow, you know, they're really bunting here with one out to advance a runner. And I know everybody says don't do that, and things have changed to a degree, but, you know, 60 feet is 60 feet. So I think that's where it started, and, you know, then we had success, you know, and obviously you build that around some really good pitching and defense. That's still where it has to start, and then try to manufacture runs the best you can.
So here in 2024, what does short game mean? What are you trying to do?
Well, you know, it's changed somewhat because, you know, back then we felt like, and the game has evolved, you know, people hit the ball better, people, coaches coach hitting better, and it's just the bat, obviously, and the ball has made some difference, too, in terms of the velocity that it leaves the bat and so forth. And, you know, back then we thought, hey, if we hold teams to two, we're never going to lose. And now it's probably up to, you know, more than that, where you don't have to quite hold them to two. But I don't think the short game has changed as much. It is relative to the team you have. And like this year, we're just extremely fast, and we'd be crazy not to put pressure on the defense. So for us, it's don't ever, to go backwards on your question, don't ever give up the beginning. And to me, anything above one is a beginning. So when people get on, you know, let's not let them score more than one. And offensively, it's like we don't care about the beginning. When we get a chance to score one, we want to score one. And we do the math, 7 times 1 is 7. We hold them to less than 2 where they don't get a big inning. You know, you're going to win most games. And, you know, that sometimes lends itself to a big inning because you get them loaded with your short game people, and then somebody gets a, you know, double in the gap, you're going to score 3. But short game is not any different. 60 feet is really, really valuable. You know, a lot of people talk about you don't ever want to steal third with 2 outs or have the third out be a third, and I just don't buy that at all in softball because, you know, it depends on who's up, you know, how your lineup's going to turn over the next inning. So, you know, for example, if we've got Carson Fisk at third and Haley up, and all of a sudden Haley's in a 0-2 hole, well, it makes every bit of sense to try to steal third because, number one, you still have Haley that can do something with 2 strikes. Now she's 60 feet away. Number two, they can throw the ball away, which we've seen numerous times. Number three, if she gets thrown out, you've got your leadoff hitter leading off the inning. So there's a whole lot to the short game that I'm not sure if people fully understand it. And it's not our job to get people to understand it. It's our job to get players to understand it. And our players, we work a lot on it. And so they do a lot of the things on their own in terms of, you know, going the extra 60 feet, reading the ball down and stealing a base when we don't have a steal on. And so all that goes into it, and just try to put as much pressure as we can on the opposing pitcher because, you know, there are some teams we play, if we just hit and don't do short game, we're going to look really, really good, you know. But eventually you're going to run into Bethel, you know, and you just can't beat a kid like that. We can't. And, you know, Linfield had one of the best hitting teams in the country, and they beat Bethel, I think, 1-0, 2-1. So even the great hitting teams just aren't going to be able to produce a lot of runs against that type of pitching.
We're going inside the coach's playbook with Central College softball coach George Wares. Do you recruit specifically to that, or do you look at players and say, hey, they didn't do this in high school, but we can coach them up and teach them to do what we need them to do?
Well, give me the 4x100 team of every track team in the state, and that also played shortstop. I don't care what position. We'll figure out a way. So definitely you recruit speed. Now, we don't always do that. You know, we've got Megan Sturr came in as, you know, by definition, a slow runner, you know, and Megan Sturr has evolved over the 3+ years to get herself into better shape to work on agility things where she's not a fast runner, but on some teams she would be. You know, she's not slow, and she's learned how to run the bases. So there's the blessing of being able to run, where, you know, God only gives so many people that ability, and then there's other people that can't run very well in terms of you know, just burst of speed from home to one or one to two, but they can learn how to run the bases. You know, one of the best base runners we ever had was Laura Bach, Laura Olson, and she's slow, you know, but she knew how to run the bases. She knew when it was worth the risk to take the extra 60 feet. So, of course, we try to recruit speed, but we're going to recruit the best players we can if they happen to not run well. You know, Morgan Chabon, we're talking about having her hit some well. And Emma Lennox, you know, the trouble with that is they both hit it so hard that we've seen double plays. We've seen triple plays. You know, Emma's not going to want to hear that. That was last year. But, you know, then you pretty much have to use a pinch runner, and eventually you run out of those, where this year we don't have to use as many. But so, yeah, we recruit to it, but we try to make people kind of fit what we want to do. And, you know, then the years you have a Carly Rock, you're not going to worry. And she was a really good short game person. You know, she hit the 15 home runs, but one of the plays I'll never forget, we ran a bunt and run, and she pushed it through second base where nobody was there, and two runners scored, and she got two RBI on a bunt single. So you can have a player do both, and that's obviously a special player when you get that.
We're continuing to talk with George Wares of the Central College softball team. This is the Coach's Playbook on today's Lely Radio Sports page. Two plays that I see you guys run way, way, way more than any team that the opponents run is the first and third play, where you're either trying to get a free base or score from third, and then on a ground ball in the infield with the runner at second, scoring from second base. Where did those come from, and why are you so good at those things?
We practice them a lot, to be honest. And the first and third, you know, it goes back to the philosophy of, you know, if we can score one, you know, we'll take it. Now, obviously, first and third with nobody out and, you know, our 3-4-5 are up, we're going to look at it a little bit differently, although we're in that situation quite a bit because we have Johnson and Bach, or Bach and Johnson. You know, but it also depends on score and inning. And a lot of times we'll just stroll down and, you know, the players know what they're doing. So, you know, if they run a pick to the or a cutoff to the second baseman or third baseman, you know, the runner at first is reading something and the runner at third. And, you know, one of the best things that happens is as soon as they make a play on the runner at first to second, you know, let's say that's Johnson. Now Haley Box has taken 3 or 4 steps. She's not going anywhere. She's taken 3 or 4 steps. All the attention has to come back to her, and now Box just strolls in, and we have second, third with our best hitters up. So, and if they do it wrong, we're going to score. You know, we're going to make a good read, and we either have as soon as it's by the ear, we're gone, you know, because even if they have a cut, we think we're fast enough to get a jump and score, or we'll say it's all the way through. And the other one, you know, that kind of evolved a few years ago, and you just look at the game after every season. Okay, what? And I see so many times, including ourselves, you know, there's a runner at second, and let's say it's a base hit to the outfield, and it's one of those borderlines: do we score or not? And you know, then we're sending her. And that's the mistake. We're sending her, and then we stop her, and, you know, it's all sorts of confusion. So what we do, and the same thing with the infield play, unless we have a specific play called off, so we have a runner at second, and there's a base hit to the outfield, they're completely ignoring me. I'm not waving. I'll wave them because, you know, habitually that's what you do, but they know they're going. And so what we do is, by them going, it's really easy then to read the throw, and they're halfway or a quarter way down, and we can say back, and they're coming back, and now we've advanced the runner on the base hit, you know, as opposed to last second I'm sending them, you know, and then it's a half a second, but that makes all the difference. We're full speed, and the infield play, it just makes sense. The same reason. So, again, we have a lot of speed. So if we have a fast runner at second, and a fast runner at the plate that can maybe beat it out, that runner is going, and I'm watching everything. You know, I see the bobble, I see them complaining about the call, and, you know, they're gone. I'm not coaching. And I also see a really good play by the first baseman. I'm yelling back, and usually we can get the brakes on quick enough. The one that kills us is when the shortstop makes the error, you know, and then we're gone, and, you know, bad play on their part turns into a good play because now they can recover and maybe throw us out at home. So we practice that stuff all the time. And so what you see them do is they've learned how to do it. And what you want as a coach when you all parts of it, but particularly short game, is they're doing it on their own for the most part. We're calling a certain play, but a lot of that when the ball's hit, they know what they're doing, and they know that I'm just the person that might bring them back. But if they don't hear, and if I make a mistake and they get thrown out by 30 feet because I fell asleep, which happens once in a while, you know, that's on me, not them.
And that's what I wanted to close with George Ware, Central College softball coach. I remember when you and I first started working together 20 years ago now, and there was a play, something like that, and I asked you about it, and I'll always remember you said, hey, I'm going to make the outfielder field the ball, throw the ball. I'm going to make the catcher or whoever else catch the ball, get a tag on, hold on to the ball, and then I'm going to make the umpire call him out, right? There's all those things that have to happen for them, for my player to be out, and only one of them has to go wrong for my player to score, and that's always stuck with me, Coach.
Well, yeah, and it's true, and I do think, you know, umpires are human, and I think they go in, you know, knowing what a team does. And I think when you're that aggressive, and we work on slides a lot. You know, if you watch our runners, the ball beats us sometimes. But I think the umpires know we do that. And I do think it gives, you know, if it's a 50-50 call, I think you're more likely to get some of those 50-50 calls if that's what you do. And that's where the game is different. You know, I remember way back when Bill Lubach was a baseball coach at Pella, he couldn't coach one game. And he asked me to step in. I was coaching third. And it was a nightmare, you know, because I was sending runners and they were getting thrown out by, you know, it wasn't pretty. Yeah. You know, so the game is different. And I think that's the beauty of softball, and I love baseball a lot, but the beauty of softball, you can just put more pressure on the opponent with some of the short game mentality.
All right, Coach, thanks for going inside the coach's playbook with us. Looking forward to the rest of this season. Good luck.
All right, thanks a lot, Trevor.
That's George Ware's head coach of the Central College softball team with our coach's playbook segment. I'm Trevor Castle for today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.